Earth.
I feel badly for you if you haven't done your taxes. You're going to start sweating it out. Don't sweat it out. Just do whatever you have to do, even if you have to file the extension so you don't have to deal with it. Get it out of the way. Truly, you can tell we're a nation of procrastinators when you watch what people do with taxes. And I understand people who think they're unfairly taxed and feel like it seems like Uncle Sam always has his hand out. And then you hear about some of the people that run parts of the government, like Jeff Neely, who was the head of the General Services Administration. He was making $170,000. He goes up on the Hill to answer for these lavish parties at these conventions and pleads the fifth. Apparently, they have a memo where he invited friends and told them not to worry because he would just pay for the hotel room, or, oops, we would pay for the hotel room for his friends. Let's hope some people get punished criminally. Kate Delaney, what a way to start this show and this week here on America Tonight. So coming up this hour, lots of you emailed me about your hatred of taxes. We're going to actually go to a lot of those emails later this hour. Plus, he had some thoughts on the other party that took place, the Secret Service. Seems like being on the advance team would be the place to go when you're part of the Secret Service. Cartagena, Colombia was the site of the Latin summit over the weekend. But last week, there were advance teams that went down to secure the area for all the U.S. dignitary types and the president that would be down there. You know what that means. They got to take the dogs. They got to look for sniper sites. They got to really crawl over a lot of territory where the motorcade route is, getting in and out, all that kind of stuff. Actually, I've heard in the past it's pretty fun to work on the advance teams. Now I can see why. Here's what's happened as a result of going ahead of time. You had Secret Service clearances yanked for several of the guys because what happened was many of them allegedly hooked up with prostitutes at the five-star hotel that was the who's who where everybody was staying, from White House staffers on down to all the Secret Service people and whatnot. 11 so far are accused of bringing prostitutes to the hotel ahead of the Pan American Summit. Really, what's interesting is how did this all crash around the head of the Secret Service? One of the Secret Service guys who hired a prostitute for a mere $47 did not want to pay said prostitute, and she wouldn't leave the hotel. So you see, in Colombia, folks, they have tolerance zones, and they've got IDs, so they can go into certain hotels, and they can do their business and leave. But there is a rule. They're not allowed to stay there. They have to be gone by 7 in the morning. So the woman who didn't get paid did not leave by 7 in the morning and got into an argument with the guy that she was with that was allegedly a Secret Service agent. And that's how it all came crashing down on another government agency's head. So the clearances are pulled while they investigate this. They might be reinstated because maybe one or two get reinstated, or maybe all of them do, but it certainly doesn't seem that way. The president is furious, and the others concerned with defense and security aren't too happy either. Plus, five military folks are also in the middle of this scandal as well. And this is a big scandal. Certainly the biggest one for the Secret Service in a very long time. In fact, it's the only one that I can think of. And this all happened before the president got to Cartagena, but the news actually broke when he was there. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was very upset and talked to reporters at the Pentagon on Monday and said it really distracted attention from what was a pretty big engagement for the president. They were talking about trade. They were talking about Cuba. They were talking about a whole bunch of things. And most of the focus instead was on this scandal. Here's what Leon Panetta, the defense secretary, had to say about the Secret Service and the fact that it's not really boys will be boys.
Hopefully we will determine exactly what took place here. I don't want to prejudge it, but obviously if violations are determined to have been the case, then these individuals will be held accountable.
All right, accountable. Man, I didn't think anyone was ever held accountable anymore when it came to the government. And they think that even with the military, there might have been, they're saying five now, but it might have been more than five. Because what happens, you have security there that are in a support role for the Secret Service. So it seems like the presidential security, which is a huge job, a huge undertaking, a big mission, was nothing but hanky-panky going on. You know, a few drinks, maybe we're not shocked by that. But, yeah, this was a big blunder, to say the least. And the Secret Service is just scrambling to defend the others who work in the Secret Service and say, well, this isn't the norm, and we have wonderful people, incredibly talented people that work here. This isn't the normal thing. So Congressman Darrell Issa is pretty busy as the chairman of the House Oversight and Investigations Committee. He's dealing with a whole bunch of things, isn't he? The General Services Administration and that idiot Jeff Neely pleading the fifth, and then meeting with the Secret Service Director Mark Sullivan, and said that Sullivan was just blown away, shocked by the accusations. And the Secret Service has a long, long history. But to think that 11 people did this on a one-time deal, a one-time basis, was this happening in other places, other countries where they were going to? And one of the big concerns, and I didn't even think about this till I heard some chatter about it, is very true. What's legal in one country could be very illegal in another, because you had a lot of married men that were part of this crew. Get my drift? And the standards and all that other stuff wouldn't match up, or laws. Just forget about standards. The laws wouldn't match up. So needless to say, this is a blight, a blunder, ridiculous. And they're scrambling to try to put the pieces together as fast as they can, get as many facts, and figure out what really, really happened here on the ground. Certainly, we know at least a handful of Secret Service agents will be gone. And, you know, whether or not they, however many survive, who knows? I mean, clearly, really, is it over the top? Or, and that's the question, is it over the top? Or should they just be suspended for a couple of weeks, give them a crappy job, a desk job, and then they got to work their way back up the chain? Someone suggested that to me, that this is ridiculous, that we're too sensitive, and it's all this media hyping, and, you know, boys will be boys, and if they've never done anything wrong in their professional lives, so what? So what do you think? Is it acceptable, unacceptable, or should they be let go? 855-266-KATE, easy to remember, new number, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Tonight, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I don't know, is it over the top? Is it ridiculous? Hey, they screwed up. They hung out with some prostitutes for a night. Somebody didn't pay one of the prostitutes. They got busted. They got pinched. They're part of the advance team for the Secret Service. If they have a Boy Scout kind of record, can't they just be suspended for a while, come back to work, and have to sit at a desk and kind of work their way back up the system? Or no way. This is outrageous, stupid. They're part of security. How could you be such a simpleton to risk it all on a trip to Colombia? Here's the problem. The problem is, what happens when you get a group of people together and you're doing whatever it is you're doing? Taking pictures that you know are questionable at Abu Ghraib, doing something to corpses out in the field as a Marine, and, you know, everybody opens up their cell phones, or Secret Service guys, some of them married, doesn't matter, married, single, let's forget all that for a second, except for with the laws, but spending the night with a prostitute and not paying her and not booting her out before 7 o'clock in the morning, which is a strict local custom slash law. So I would say it's just pure arrogance, stupidity, and absolutely, why should they get a big chunky pension, and why should they be able to party it up, kick up their heels, and take off their boots, as it were, on us? Because that's what's happening there. I get that some of these Secret Service people, and trust me, I've met some, and they're fantastic. They sacrifice it all. Usually a lot of them are single because they can't possibly sustain a marriage, since they're working so many hours. But, you know, a screw-up is a screw-up is a screw-up, and that this is a doozy of one. If in fact the idea is you got to protect the president and everybody else that's coming from the United States, then you can't risk it on something like that. And it did, it became a major distraction. It took away from what the summit was. So think of the money that was spent to go to the summit. Remember, it's always our money. We are the government. It's we, the people. So this is like we're the board of directors, and this is what's happening with our money. So if we look at it that way, we got a pants down on us. I'm not paying for that. Are you paying for that? And trust me, if somebody's going to lean a little bit, if someone's going to be a little bit more tolerant, it's going to be me. But in this case, I'm going to say, I got to call foul on that. You might not agree. It's your chance to really flip in your dime on this. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Here's what General Martin Dempsey had to say when he was mortified upon learning the fact that his military unit, the guys that were going in a supporting role to help the Secret Service, were also part of this.
The investigation's ongoing. It'll chart a path for us, and we'll hold those accountable if it turns out that they violated orders or policies or laws. I can speak for myself and my fellow chiefs. We're embarrassed by what occurred in Columbia, though we're not sure exactly what it is.
Yeah, we're not sure what it is. And he's smart. He can't really come out swinging when they don't know all the details. And we see what happens when you just assume certain things. So we know that there's going to be some ugly coming out of it. But how much ugly? How many seriously involved in this? Yeah, we don't know at this point. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. This one from Tank, who says, Kate, wow, each and every day I look forward to hearing your show. Why? Because I want to know what the gossip, rumor, nonsense is, ridiculous children, and what they're doing with our money in Washington. I guess we had a double whammy with more info on the GSA and the Secret Service. Who knows what's next? Yeah, kind of my thoughts, Tank. Who knows what's next? I mean, you know, that's the thing. and it is bogus because I'll keep saying it. It's our money. It's your money. We are paying taxes. We are paying for this. And while we kvetch and we know that in some cases we're overtaxed and in other cases we're sitting ducks anyway, waiting to see how it's all going to play out. Because remember, locally, statewide, and federally. And so when you hear this story and you see our deficits, $1 trillion we're piling on each year, it is infuriating. It is stupid. Stupid. That's what it is. And to think that you involve that many people and nothing's going to happen because, now, what if there were 15 guys in this? They think that they're going to be down there just a few days ahead of the President of the United States in Colombia, definitely sticking out, standing out. I mean, you see the earpiece and you know who they are immediately, right? They haven't chipped them in the head yet where all the information is just going in that direction. You know, it's very easy to spot the Secret Service, especially in another country or with other bodyguard types from other countries. You definitely know. You can definitely tell what's happening. So easy to point the finger and know exactly what, at least with a few of these guys, what happened. A couple others wanted to rant about that too, including Susan, who says, Kate, sorry I haven't called the show. I can't remember that dang number. But I must throw in, as you say, on the Secret Service. The Secret Service has a huge job. What if somebody were shot in that U.S. entourage? And I mean anybody. It doesn't have to be the president. It could have been the Secretary of State or somebody else who was involved in that summit. That would be a nasty piece of business, especially if all of this was found out. Isn't it a breach of security? Doesn't it have to be dealt with in some kind of a heavy-handed, strong manner way? And usually, I'm not some kind of a prude, but we're talking about the Secret Service. Yeah, we're talking about the Secret Service. I mean, that's the thing. So is it the culture that says they can do whatever they want to do because they have this power that they wield? I don't know. So the Secret Service, I guess they thought that they were going to get a Las Vegas pass. You know those awesome commercials where they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? But yeah, this wasn't the case in Colombia. Unfortunately for them. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Bob listening to us in Austin, Texas. Bob says, Kate, really enjoy the show as always. Usually I just sit back and listen. In fact, I don't know if I've ever sent an email or not, but I heard you talking about this the other evening, the Secret Service. I think most of that had just broken. How embarrassing. Can you imagine being the president and then you get before the microphones on foreign soil and you have to talk about your protective detail and the fact that they were doing something, so it seems, with prostitutes? Oh, yeah, it must have been brutal. How'd you like to be the guy that had to deliver the news to Obama? Mr. President, we've got something we have to address. Some problems with the Secret Service. What? Seems that they were flush with cash, and it was pretty cheap down here. So they decided that they would go after some female company, and then one of them didn't want to pay. One more, I promise, and then that's it. And this comes to us from Weed It Out. That's a cool nickname, if that's a real nickname. Weed It Out says, I am wired, whipped, and maybe I'm a wussy, but I am so sick of hearing about these idiots in the government. And truly, the Secret Service is a branch of the government. They work for us. Don't they represent the people of the United States when they go to another country? If they want to partake in prostitution when they are off duty and they want to risk it, that's their business. But doing it in Colombia? Are you kidding me? Did they not think somebody would notice? Are they that arrogant? And maybe that's the main problem. Yeah, you know, you definitely Weed It Out, hit it on the head. The main problem is, they felt like no problem. They're probably not going to have to answer. Here's the thing. Just like we've seen in some other agencies, where's the accountability? So I think you got to go for the jugular here. I think you got to be tossed out. Let somebody else, some younger Secret Service guy, take the spot. Let somebody else coming up and going through the ranks have a leg up to move up. And so sorry for the people who blew it. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, we're talking about Brad and Angie. I know, a little Hollywood.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply. A $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To be coming out of Hollywood, that finally Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are engaged. She was spotted around Los Angeles sporting a diamond ring, and then, of course, everybody started to report that they must be engaged, and their publicist confirmed it. Can you imagine what a media frenzy that wedding would be if they disclose the location, which I'm sure they won't, and if they have any kind of a service and word gets out? I think it would be very tough, even all the secret things you can do, to keep this one under wraps. Donnie Brown, the star of the reality TV show Whose Wedding Is It Anyway, joins us now to talk about celebrity weddings and the whole big buzz over Angelina and Brad. Hey, Donnie, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kay.
This is huge because people have talked about the possibility of the two of them, speculated forever and a day, sold a ton of magazines, done a ton of television segments and radio segments, speculating on whether or not these two would eventually get married. Were you surprised when this story broke?
Well, actually, I was. I never thought it was going to happen. I mean, they've been together for a really long time. I didn't know whether they would ever get married or not, honestly, but I'm excited to know it's going to happen because in my world, when something like this happens, everybody focuses on weddings, and I love that.
No kidding. And you heard me say in the beginning, how could they keep that? You think of famous weddings like Madonna and Sean Penn back in the day, and the whole thing with helicopters circling around and trying to get whatever pictures they could. And Jennifer Aniston, by the way, when she was married to Brad Pitt, and the secretiveness of that wedding and then controlling the photos and releasing them. Do you think they'll sell the photos because they like to give money to charity and just do it that way and let it kind of leak out and use the money to do something good with?
Well, I think they will because they're so charitable and, you know, and they won't release much. The way these things work, they'll have their publicists and they'll have the photographers. And as soon as the ceremony's over, what happens is they'll go into a closed room and they'll review footage immediately and they'll pick two or three images and say, these are the ones we're releasing. And so those then will get released into AP, and whoever's going to get them and whatever's going to be paid has all been done in advance.
Yeah.
But, you know, there'll be two or three photos probably, and I do hope that they earn some money and put some money into a good place. They're just such good people, you know?
I agree with that.
We need more people like that.
Oh, I agree with that. You have to, no matter what, you absolutely have to say that they have done so much in the United States and other places for lots and lots of people. Well, you plan weddings for the rich and famous for a living. This is what you do. First of all, how did you get into this line of work?
Well, I started doing this when I was 16 years old. I went and helped a family friend who had a flower shop. One weekend when they were shorthanded, and I kept doing it, and I've been doing it ever since. But, you know, the wedding planning part came along later on, and you know, and I just did my own thing and kept to myself and tried to be a pillar of the community in Dallas. And eventually, you know, good things happened for me. It all started when Leanne Rimes picked me for her wedding, which was fantastic.
Ooh. Yeah, and that wedding, was that, a lot of photos were eventually released. Was that a controlled release too as well?
Very controlled. They released three photos, and it was all done before the reception was over. I mean,
really?
It was all done, it was done that night. Yeah. And it was all to, InStyle is who got them. And that's what they did with them. And I think they put one in People magazine.
So
but it was
somebody,
all done that time.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I remember that. When somebody comes to you, what's their number one concern if they have a little bit of fame? And they don't have to necessarily be movie stars. They could be famous in the business world or political world or something else.
Well, the most important thing is that they do something that sets a new trend. That's the most important thing they can do. No celebrity wants to have a wedding that looks like anybody else's wedding. And so the first thing they say is, we don't want to spend everything we have, but we want to have a wedding that's going to be unique and really set us apart. Because they know it's all going to come out. You know, everybody's going to dig and want to know what details went on. And so that's what they do. And it's important for them to get that kind of wedding. And, you know, a lot of the stuff is donated. I did a wedding, and I won't name any names, but I did a sports celebrity couple, and they were both very famous in sports. And they spent about $500,000 on the wedding, but then they got over $1 million worth of things donated, like jewelry and clothes and things that were donated to beef up the price. So when you heard about it, it was a $1.5 million wedding.
Oh, and you know, Donnie, when people hear that, they hate that because it seems like, and you know, this is just how it works. You're right. And if I had a company, of course you want to donate to the wedding because you get exposure. It makes sense. That's the way Hollywood works. And that's the way the world of celebrity works. And I think that, a lot of people don't get that in the real world. Isn't that how it is?
Well, that's exactly how it is. And, you know, these designers, I don't care how fabulously famous they become, they still want to see Angelina Jolie wearing their gown or wearing their jewelry. They want to see that because it's going to start a buzz. Why should they hire publicists when they can put jewelry on Angelina Jolie? You know,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
There's companies out there that just pair products with celebrities. And I've been in on those meetings where they say, we need for Leanne Rimes to eat a Hershey bar on camera. We just want to see her with a Hershey bar in her hand. She doesn't even have to take a bite of it. We just want that picture. And if they do that, then we will give them $50,000 toward their wedding or to a charity or whatever they want it for. It's amazing the stuff that goes on.
Yeah, product placement. Boy, that is real product placement. So you're the star of this television show, as I said. Whose Wedding Is It Anyway? Tell us about that.
Well, it's on hiatus now. We've been on for 11 seasons, and it's been very, very well received on the Style Network. In fact, I'm considered probably one of the first wedding planners ever on television. We started back in 2003, sorry. And they're toying with bringing it back right now, but we have other things going on. Looks like I'm going to have my own show. I can't talk to you a lot about it because we're waiting on the deal to hit the table, but it's about to happen.
Oh, good for you. And so when you see movies like, I'm sure you watched The Wedding Planner with Jennifer Lopez, is that accurate?
Well, to a degree. You know, companies, with companies like mine, after years of promotion and international, marketing, can get big like that. But you generally don't see a staff of 30 people running around showing Freesia to somebody and getting approval on the color. You're probably not going to see that. it's the world of movies. It's what makes us all excited about it. And it's funny because 90% of the wedding planners in the world, when you meet with them, they're going to meet you at a Starbucks.
You know, is that really right?
They have that kind of operation. So when I set up my operation in Dallas a couple of years ago to really bloom, it bloomed to where it looks more like the Jennifer Lopez variety of wedding planning.
Yeah. So you start at 16, you're working in a flower shop, boom, now you get you have a television show, things really start to explode. You mentioned you did Leanne Rimes' wedding, which was a big deal, and mm-hmm. Now you're looking at the possibility you've got some stuff going on that you'll have another television show that would be yours. People listening, that I always say this, it's about the dream, and no matter what the business is, and taking the leap. Would you advise people, because there's a lot of different kinds of business people listening to the show, and a sure. lot of them have that entrepreneurial spirit. That's what it's about, isn't it?
That's exactly what it's about. And it's about, you know, working really hard. People come to me all the time and say, I want to be a wedding planner and I want to be on TV. And I say, you know, what you need to do is first is become a wedding planner and become exceptional at being a wedding planner and then see where it takes you. I did not start out doing any of this to be on television. It just fell into my lap. But I worked very, very hard for a long, long time to get there. Somebody recently said, I want to go to lunch with you and learn everything I can from you because I want what you have. And I said, well, you are starting out. You have to earn it. You have to earn anything in this world.
I agree with you, absolutely. The last question, Donnie, the weddings and the trends, and you said it gets everybody excited about weddings, is it still that people try to have, do you see more weddings happening like in June or now spread out all over the calendar?
Well, you see them in a lot of areas. For instance, in Dallas, Fort Worth, where I'm from, you're not going to see a lot of weddings in June or July because it's too hot here. But in New York, June is fabulous for weddings. But you don't see a lot of winter weddings in New York, but here you see a lot of winter weddings. It's regional. And a lot of it has to do, and it varies, because a lot of it has to do with what things cost. Because everybody thinks of June and weddings, so the venues and the vendors and everybody charge more during June. So then the brides get savvy and start moving their weddings to other times. Then June is sitting there empty. So it's kind of a vicious circle. The vicious circle. But pay attention to the weather. If it's hot or cold in your area, that's probably a time when weddings aren't going to be as fruitful. So, you know, that's the time to do it. And pick a Friday or a Sunday. You don't have to get married on Saturday night. That's prime time. You get all kinds of good deals if you'll do a Friday night or a Sunday wedding.
Oh, and Friday night's a good time to do that because I find that people are very up on Friday. They're done work, usually, traditionally, and let's go. Let's get married, right?
Absolutely. And then they have the rest of the weekend to, you know, to have to themselves. The wedding's done. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
Donnie, love it.
I do, too. We'll see what happens with this this wedding, this big star wedding coming up between Angie and Brad, but fascinating stuff. Donnie Brown, we'll look for you on the Tube. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kay. Bye-bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We just talked about, they're used to getting a lot of attention. The Secret Service are supposed to not get any attention. They're supposed to be elusive, in fact, slippery, as they go into port, check out the scene, secure the area, not hang out with prostitutes, and certainly not pay them and get caught in the middle of a big scandal. Just perfect timing to come out on the heels of what happened with the General Services Administration that nobody even ever heard of. What? What branch of government is that? Oh, they go and they break grounds. They go to ground openings or whatever, school openings. They cut ribbons for different federal buildings. They fly to Hawaii. That's nice. I never heard of this gig. Nobody ever told me that this was available when I was in college. So would my career have taken a different twist? I'm kidding, of course, but there is no kidding when you look at all the money that's being blown right and left. Audit, that's what I would say. Audit all the departments and get rid of the waste. And trust me, they'll save some money that way. All right, we're going to tie it all up here at the tail end of the show. I'm going to give you the number again because it's tough to remember. I know, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or 855-266-5283. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Yo, Rick, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, you reckon I get those companies pay me not to get married?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good deal, huh?
Yeah, that'd be better, yeah.
Exactly.
I see what the Secret Service means now. You're supposed to get service, but it's supposed to be secret. But I guess
it's
out now, so...
Yeah, this, but they're supposed to be such elusive kind of cats, you know, and they were anything but that when they went into Colombia. I mean, listen, I'm sure they party hard when they work a bazillion hours and sleep 3 hours a night and go on these crazy details and everything else, but that was just such a ridiculous, epic blunder, Rick. How were they just were not thinking, I guess, just assuming that no one was going to pay attention to what was happening with them.
Well, yeah, I thought they were supposed to be gardening around the clock, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Well, they have advanced teams, and they've got people that are on the detail for the president and the first lady and the kids and all that, and then they have these advanced teams. So you'll be at events and you'll be stationed somewhere, but you go ahead of time and you lock it down. You look for areas that could be problematic, snipers where they could take shots or what could happen. And you really locked down that area. So they must have done a quick job of locking things down because they had extra time on their hands.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just wonder what the guy who's in charge of all of this, what's he been doing? Let somebody watch his man or something.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't call, you know.
I would think so. I would think so, too, because, you know, there's this chain of command, and that's very prevalent in Secret Service and military and all that, and everybody knows it. So you don't want to make the boss look bad. Well, guess what? The boss looks really, really bad. He was stunned.
Yeah,
he had no idea. Yeah, it's awful.
Well, they find a clean house again, get people in there and run there like supposed to be.
Well, I think that's what they should do. I think they should, look, there's lots of young, aggressive agents that would love to be moved up the chain. Let them do what they have to do to earn their stripes and move up and get rid of the old dead weight if that's how they're behaving and it's on our dime. I mean, you know, you just can't do that. We can't have that. It's too distracting and it's dangerous.
Yeah, I don't think this is the first time it happened either.
No.
It happened lots of times.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree, Rick. No, I agree. You got to throw out the "boys will be boys" phrase here because it doesn't work with the Secret Service. It doesn't, not for what they're charged with doing. I mean, it's one thing to cut loose, have too many drinks, have something happen in the United States or whatever. It's an off day, but we're not even talking about that. Thanks for the call, Rick. We're talking about the fact that you're in another country. They're right before a big summit, literally days before the president is going to step in and the Secretary of State. I will tell you this. Hillary Clinton was off at one of the restaurants, and there was a whole bunch of other dignitaries and whatever, and they were dancing. You know, they were dancing to music, and she had a beer, maybe two beers. And on the cover of the New York Post, it said Swillerygate. You know, swilling the beer. I got to say, the Post has some of the best headlines, no matter what, no matter if they're ridiculous or whatever. So you have Hillary dancing and having a few beers at the bar, and then you have the Secret Service hanging out with the prostitutes. What happened with Clinton was there was all other people were there, and that wasn't a big deal. It was just the shot they got of her looked kind of silly. But in the case of these, some of them career Secret Service guys, I mean, they blew it. Because they're going to have, someone's going to have to answer for this. It's not going to be just, I don't think, a little slap on the wrist and say, oh, geez, well, you can't do that. I don't think so. That's not going to, that is not going to happen here. All right, what's interesting is during the day, did you know that the Boston Marathon was underway and the weather was brutal? They, heading into it, they were talking about it being in the 90s, and it was pretty darn close to that. I know two people that ran it. They both finished, woo-hoo, including someone I knew that I didn't even realize she had flown from Dallas with her husband to be in it, and then I was following along when I got somebody sent me a note on Facebook to look at it, and how cool was that? To be able to, first of all, to be able to run in a marathon is one thing. Running in oppressive heat, and especially when they were telling people, they were trying to dissuade people from going and running the marathon and saying that, listen, you'll be comped for next year. So they didn't want to have, they were worried, they didn't want to have a bunch of people passing out while they were running this thing, knowing how tough it would be if they had a lot of people keeling over in the streets and how dangerous it would be. And sure enough, all the top spots for the women and for the men went to Kenyans, who, there are a lot of terrific Kenyan runners, and once again, they claim all the top prizes, and the weather, in some of the conditions that they train in, the weather wasn't unusual for many of those runners, and the prestige of winning the Boston Marathon couldn't be any bigger. And then, of course, there are other marathons, other competitions, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, but one of the oldest and the one that a lot of people want to run. If it's a question of, they really want to do both in the United States, the Boston and the New York, and there's others, the Beta Breakers and other marathons in the country, but there's something about the history, I think, of the Boston Marathon that's just so huge for so many people. I just wish, we need representation for America tonight. I wish we could convince Matt Johnson that he needs to run this race.
And it's not happening.
We could put a little live cam on you, get you some good publicity, maybe get you some extra money, get you some sponsorship money.
Mm-mm. You're, well, you and the hubby, I think, are the two long-distance runners of this show. I was a sprinter. And I can do bike rides, sprinting. You need somebody to run a 4x1, I'll be all over that. I do not do marathons or long distance.
No, I don't think I could do the long distance thing either, no matter what. I mean, the problem ultimately would be, it's the stamina thing. It's the breathing that would be so tough, I think. I mean, of course, all the other issues with your legs and the timing and everything, but the breathing is so key when you're going those distances. I think I would have problems with that. I mean, hats off to everybody who finished the Boston Marathon, because to be sure, there were certainly a lot of people who braved the warm temperatures. Congratulations to all of them.